The following is a paid program brought to you by My Philly Lawyer. The views and opinions expressed are those of the sponsor and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station and its management.
Good morning. Court radio is now in session. Call 215-227-2727. When you've got legal questions, we've got the answers. This is Court Radio. And now here's your host, Dean Weitzman.
Good morning and welcome to Court Radio. I'm Dean Weitzman. Sit back and enjoy the next hour of legal entertainment. You get some questions answered right here on Court Radio. And I'm joined in the studio with my co-host, you know him, the one and the only, David M. Rappaport.
Good morning.
Hello, Dave.
How are you?
I'm doing good, thanks. I was at the Gospel Fest yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yep, down on Penn's Landing.
How was that?
It was wet.
Did you get your gospel in?
Yeah, along the river. It was actually, music was great, and the crowd was great as usual. We had a booth set up for My Philly Lawyer, and we were giving away some free stuff.
I hope tchotchkes.
Hope some people got some stuff they wanted, and we got a lot of emails because starting in September, My Philly Lawyer is going to be coming out with a monthly or quarterly. Initially, quarterly newsletter of some legal developments in Philadelphia, answering questions for folks. It's going to be a brief but well put together newsletter starting in September.
Mm-hmm.
So currently we have, I'd say about 1,500 past clients' email addresses. And folks, if you're listening and you'd like to have your emails included in our My Philly Lawyer monthly newsletter, all you got to do is send me an email at dean@myphillylawyer and provide me with your email. Just send me an email, say hi, and I'll have your email at dean@myphillylawyer, and then we'll get you on the newsletter list. So this should be fun. There's things going on, you know, but I was mesmerized this week by sports, and I've been waiting for the Eagles to start to like have something to cheer for
to complain about.
Since the Phillies, it's just like they're like a lost
cause. Oh my
god!
Yeah, it's hard to even watch.
So I was watching. I caught up with everybody else in Philly with the kids from
Little
Taney,
League.
Yeah, uh-huh. From the Little League, the Taney
Dragons.
Little League team, and wow, they were really fun to watch. Unfortunately, I watched them lose two games. First, they lost against Nevada, and then
Chicago.
They lost against Chicago.
Yeah, but you know,
they were fun games.
Yeah,
I watched
going that far.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. They really provided some entertainment for the city. They're actually coming home today from Williamsport, and there's going to be a big welcome home party at City Hall, maybe Love Park City Hall. I'm not sure, but certainly around 15th and JFK, there's going to be a big party today around noon. So if you wanted to show them the love, come on down to City Hall today to welcome them back.
Yeah, you know, my theory is when you get that far, because this was, had they won the game, they would be going to the title match, right? So
yes.
You get that far, it almost is any team, you know, because there's so many games in a season, whether it's Little League or professional baseball, that, you know, one game, it's almost, you know, there's no other way to do it, but it's almost unfair to put it down to one game. So any team could really win it. Had things gone a little differently, they could have won the game. You know what I mean? So to go that far is pretty impressive.
Yeah, I don't know if I certainly know Philadelphia hasn't been represented that far into the into the season in quite some time, if ever. But it was a load of fun to watch. I'm sure that a lot of our listeners who should be calling, by the way, 215-227-2727. That's the number for Court Radio, but that's also the number for My Philly Lawyer, 215-227-2727. So did you hear about the Mega Millions winner?
I did.
From
I thought
Pennsylvania?
I thought it was me at first. I was hoping it was me.
$180 million.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong, because I kept hearing Pennsylvania, Pennsylvania, Pennsylvania. The ticket was purchased in California. A Pennsylvanian won the $1 million, which is getting five numbers, but not the Mega Millions number. But the winner of that whole jackpot was a Californian.
Yes.
Yeah, so what is this about PA?
They won
the PA lottery.
It was like Taney. They came one game away from, one number away from being the big winner.
You mean the one who won the million?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, come on, what if? I mean, that's the lottery.
Hey, listen.
I could have.
But I'm sure a million will. How many of our listeners would be happy with a million today?
I would take it.
215-227-2727.
Yeah, I definitely would take that.
Yeah, well,
I still boggles my mind the money that is generated by the lottery. Where does it go? They say, you know, seniors and senior programs and things, but it seems like it's such a huge amount of money that there would be an overwhelming amount of money to do almost everything, including education. Maybe I just don't know, where does that money go? It's something. I need an investigation. Something is amiss there.
All right, here's the last story for the morning roundup.
What is it?
It just boggles my mind.
Let's hear it.
For MIA.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad you brought that up. It boggles my mind, too.
MIA. They give... Okay, that's a band, right?
It's a rap. It's a rap artist.
A rap artist.
And a female rap artist, by the way. Hip-hop.
Okay. So she flips the finger, the middle finger. Okey-doke, you know what I mean?
At the Super Bowl, right?
Yeah,
performance.
Right. Okay.
Half-time.
Maybe poor taste?
Yeah.
Okay, maybe.
This is 3 years ago, or 2 years ago.
This is, you know, America today. I mean, some people might say, hey, look, that's no big deal, but others won't be offended by it.
If I had a dollar for every middle finger I've ever seen, I would be a millionaire.
Seen? How about thrown?
And thrown. Well, then I'd be a multimillionaire.
Okay, so she throws the middle finger during a concert.
Okay.
The NFL. NFL.
Yeah, they don't make enough money, do they?
They fine her. Do they fine her $50,000? That would be a lot of money, right? $50,000.
That would be crazy.
I mean, how much money does this MIA have?
Yeah, right. Who knows?
You know?
Right.
She must be deep pockets. Deep.
What is it?
$16 million.
This is what they
folks.
This is what they wanted her to pay, and she fought it, of course.
$16 million. No, there's no fighting it. She fought it. The fight's over, bro. She's got to pay $16 million. Now, I ask you, if she were represented by my Philly lawyer,
well, she was represented, and they settled
and,
for an undisclosed amount of who knows how much, right?
Yeah.
They fined her
$16 million for throwing a finger.
Right, ridiculous.
I got to hear from our listeners whether they thought that is, like, well, you know, within the bounds of reasonableness.
Is it that offensive? I mean, really, let's be real here. Is it that offensive?
It is? No, just kidding.
I mean, to the viewing crowd, I don't care. And even if your children are watching, is it that big of a deal? Who cares at this point?
Yeah.
I mean,
Well, it's a slippery slope you go down, David.
Well, wait. Okay. But then they also wanted, what is this report also says, that not only did the NFL want $16 million from MIA.
They wanted you.
No. They wanted future, like the 2015 one that's going to come up. They wanted those performers to pay a portion. In other words, like a preemptive, here's money in case we throw the bird.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy. Why these performers? No one should play the Super Bowl. They should just say, "Forget it." You know what? We're done.
Yeah, one throws a boob. The next one throws a finger. Where are we going from there, David?
Meanwhile, you're talking about the Janet Jackson. That was the first one. The Justin Timberlake and Janet. Have you ever seen that on video? Do you remember seeing that on video?
I saw.
Did you see it as it happened?
Do you remember The Price is Right? The woman came running downstairs from The Price
is
Right.
And her boob fell out.
And a boob. She was wearing one of those tube tops. I mean, we loved those when I was a kid, you know, the tube top. And she was wearing a tube top. Da, 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 boom, they're there.
I would suggest to you that showing of boob was longer than the Super Bowl one with Janet Jackson. That was literally a millisecond.
Who did The Price is Right?
Bob Barker.
Yeah, he had a good day that day.
It was
215-227-2727. 215-227-2727 gets you into the studio where David and I are talking about some legal things going on. All right, we got a show today, David.
Do we?
We do.
Is that what we're doing here?
We do. Okay. We have a hot button topic as we normally do.
Yes, we do.
We have the one and only... He'll be on shortly, but the But Archie Leacock is on today.
Archie's been on before.
Yeah. iDay's chief executive, the head honcho of iDay, is coming on the show today. And iDay stands for Institute for the Development of African American Youth, Inc.
Okay.
He formed it in 1991. And Archie is, it's kind of all combined. It's a platform that it enables him to help at-risk youth, kind of steer them in the right direction. One of the things that he's been involved in is trying to get a decriminalization of marijuana.
Okay.
And so that's coming up later in the show. I'd love to know how our listeners feel about decriminalizing pot.
I'm not so sure it's a...
How do you feel about it?
Well, I'm not so sure it's a total decriminalization, but I know one of the things is that for small possessions, there wouldn't be an arrest and incarceration.
Right, we're not talking...
Which is, you know, I think reasonable.
It would be like a ticket.
Right, exactly.
It would be like getting a speeding ticket.
Right, summary offense. What we call, you pay a fine.
Not a misdemeanor.
Right.
Certainly not a felony.
No. And you wouldn't need a lawyer either. You wouldn't be, it would just be something, look, I did this, I have to pay a fine. So a little bit of a disincentive to do it. But you wouldn't be throwing, as we've always advocated, you know, the jails are ridiculously overcrowded and for ill reason. For very minor infractions of the law. And it ruins people's lives. They get a record, and then it's hard to get a job and all that. So that's kind of where this is going, I think.
But not everybody's in favor of it.
No, of course. It's, oh, my God, when they hear marijuana,
I'm not sure about our mayor, Mr. Michael Nutter, but I know that the chief of police, Philadelphia, says no good. Not happy with it. Not looking forward to it.
I'm wondering.
And fighting the institution of that kind of... new program. 215-227-2727. Folks, we got Archie Leacock coming on the show. We're talking about decriminalizing pot and any other legal issues you might have. So stay on the line, keep on calling, and we'll be with you right after this break.
If you have legal problems and need answers, call My Philly Lawyer, Dean Weitzman, first at 215-227-2727 for personal injury, medical malpractice, birth injury, and more. Call Dean first.
He will fight for your rights. That's what Dean Weitzman is all about.
Call My Philly Lawyer, Dean Weitzman, first. 215-227-2727. My Philly Lawyer, when winning matters most. For 20 years, Center City Medical Center has provided premium expert medical services for Philadelphia. Whether you need musculoskeletal rehab or an immigration physical, call 888-945-EXAM. Our board-certified physicians have more than 80 years' experience from post-injury rehab to DNA paternity testing. To make an appointment at one of our three convenient locations, call 888-945-EXAM. Get premium expert care. Center City Medical Center, serving Northeast, North, and Center City, Philadelphia. If you've been injured on the job and are entitled to workers' comp, you need someone fighting for you from the start. Call Jeffrey Gross, attorney at law. Don't rely on your employer or insurance company to get it right. Call 215-512-1500. If you're entitled to workers' comp or it's being challenged, Jeffrey Gross can help get the money you deserve, and he won't get paid unless you get paid. Call 215-512-1500. Jeffrey Gross, attorney at law, representing Pennsylvania's injured workers for more than 20 years.
Are you in a financial legal squeeze? Unable to work because of an accident with your legal case still not settled? Lawsuit Funding Solutions can help you pay the bills while you wait. If you have a pending lawsuit, call 877-697-7352. It can take time for a lawsuit to settle. Lawsuit Funding Solutions is here to help you get back on track. And you won't owe them a thing if your case doesn't settle or you don't receive a judgment. Get out of the squeeze today. Call 877-697-7352.
The following
following is a paid program brought to you by My Philly Lawyer. The views and opinions expressed are those of the sponsor and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station and its management.
Need more legal answers? Here's more Court Radio with your host, Dean Weitzman.
Yo, welcome back to Court Radio.
All right.
Yeah, we're live. Person.
And miraculously, we have our guest sitting right here.
Archie Leacock, good morning and welcome to Court Radio.
Thank you.
Oh, no problem. I was looking forward to having you on because it's always good to have you here. You've got a great radio voice, a lilting little accent. Where are you from, Arch?
Well, originally, I was born in Trinidad and came to the United States when I was 17 years old.
Okay, so you've been here for a few years.
Oh, many, many years.
Yeah. I mean,
more than five.
Almost 40 years.
and did you land in Philly? Have you been here the whole time?
You wouldn't believe it. Most of the time, I was right here in Philadelphia.
Hey, that's great.
Went to graduate school in the Midwest and studied in Europe for a while.
Ooh, so, condolences on that. In Midwest, I mean, you know, it gets weird in America when you go from, the coasts are kind of progressive, but then in the middle of the country, it's still like the 1800s.
That's why it is regressive.
Yes. So, David and I started the show, before you came on, we were talking about what you're up to these days. And one of the things, just one, is, kind of the decriminalization of marijuana, or making it not a misdemeanor or a felony, but kind of a summary offense, like a traffic ticket for small amounts of marijuana.
Correct.
How is it that you got behind this? Let me, because one might argue that this kind of flies in the face of what you were doing, trying to steer kids in the right direction, and now you're making it easier for them maybe to get high. What do you think about that?
Well, actually, it's the other way around with this subject. The way we got into it, as you know, ID and I have been around for 23 years, and we have seen so many of our young people and families destroyed because of marijuana, and very small amounts that really isn't going to make a huge difference. And what happens is, once you're arrested, Dean and Dave, once you're arrested, that remains on your criminal record practically forever. The system is very unforgiving, and you can't get an apartment, you can't get a student loan, financial aid to go to college or vocational school. And every job you apply for, you have to say you've been arrested, and any employer, even though it's a law not to ask you that, but the city has no muscle to reinforce it, and all employers discriminate. So therefore, young people never, ever get a chance to move on. And when we really looked at this, we can't say for a bag or two or three bags of marijuana that it is right to ruin our young people's lives forever. So we take a slightly different spin on it. Instead of thinking they're going to get high for a bag or two or three, we look at the longevity of ruining our young people's lives. And that is really the emphasis we would like to put on this subject.
I like that. 215-227-2727. David, if you had gotten busted for all the little bags.
Me? What about me? You're saying me. I have a perfect example for you.
Go ahead.
Probably the last three or four presidents we've had.
There you go.
Certainly we know Obama and George W. Bush, who I understand George W. dabbled in things more potent than marijuana.
Well, he's also a confirmed alcoholic.
Yeah, and still became president. Why? Because they weren't subject to getting arrested.
Correct.
Right, so
politically connected, is that what you're trying to say?
I think they got lucky and didn't get into a situation where they got arrested, just the luck of the draw. And two, maybe because of their notoriety, certainly with
the Bushes.
Because his use was later in life. Obama's use was way back when he was a youngster.
Let's take a caller because he wants to talk about pot too. Let's talk to T from Nicetown. Good morning and welcome to Court Radio, T.
Good morning.
Got a comment
I think that marijuana is a suppressant, and it kind of can suppress the...
I can't hear.
People who are like I had a call one time and I
go ahead.
Was rolled in marijuana and my call was suppressed. My joint pain was suppressed. So even people who may be suffering a cancer could use that as a medicinal purpose to help relieve some of the pain that they could be in and have a seed in it. So actually, it grows from the earth. It's not man-made.
So you're in favor. Listen, here's the bottom line, T. You're in favor. It definitely has some medicinal effects.
Yeah, there's evidence of that.
That's a whole different issue. But, you know, you think it's not so bad that people would smoke a joint here or there, and you're in favor of reducing the criminal impact on our on folks who might get caught up with it.
Yes. Remember when the hippies used to smoke pot? It was always peace.
Right.
Peace and love.
Yeah, I was saying,
peace and love.
David and I, as we were coming over to the radio show this morning,
peace
we were talking
love.
About today's show, and I said, you know, I've seen a lot of angry drunks. Alcohol can make people do really strange things. I've never seen an angry pot smoker, you know? They're usually just happy that, you know, life is, the birds are tweeting, and they're cool. So, yeah.
What I liked about it, it made me get the munchies. You know, you go to the store, get a bag of chips.
Doritos, you know, likes marijuana very much.
Yeah.
Their
yeah,
product
keep the
has.
The economy going.
The Doritos product has been, I hate to put their name out there, I know. This is just my opinion, not the station's or anyone else's, but they've soared.
215. Hey, T, thanks for calling Court Radio, sir. Have a great Sunday. 215-227-2727. Let's talk to Daryl in Abington. Yo, Daryl, welcome to Court Radio.
Yeah, how y'all doing?
Good, thank you.
I had a question in reference to restitution. Why is restitution such a joke in Philadelphia?
So somebody owes you restitution?
I was carjacked a couple of years ago, and the judge ordered them to pay $850 in restitution.
Right.
His probation officer told me I would never see the money.
Right.
Her boss told me I would never see the money. The DA's office told me I would never see the money.
There's a simple answer to this.
Yo, Daryl, did you ever see the money?
Never seen the money.
Here's
they
were right.
They were all right.
So here's the answer to it, very simply. Because it's just like in our business, when we represent injured people, and sometimes the people who cause injury don't have insurance. Just same situation. The person who carjacked you probably doesn't have any assets. So while they can put an order against them to pay $800 and some odd, they're never going to be able to force that person to give the money because you can't get blood from a stone.
Well, you could, but they don't have enough jail space to put people in jail.
Well, that's not going
to
get you the money either. It just puts them in jail, and maybe you get $1 every 2 months, you know.
Although, I got to tell you, though, from the child support standpoint,
that's true.
They're putting dads in jail.
No, you're right.
And all of a sudden, they find ways and means to come up with a few dollars to get out of jail and
correct.
Pay their child support.
Well, there's not enough enforcement, and there's not enough bodies to enforce it. It would cost too much for the system, unfortunately.
That's the problem, Daryl. There's not enough people and not enough beds. And all those people were telling you was that they're not going to do their job. Each one of them.
Yeah,
from
basically.
The DA.
We
to
have
the,
no time, right?
From the parole officer. They all said, listen, I don't have time to do my job, so don't expect to get paid back.
Well, I don't have time to do that part of my job. I have other things that need to be done. Yeah.
Daryl, thanks for listening to Court Radio, sir, in Abington, PA. Have a great Sunday.
Now, I would say the
keep up the good work.
Okay. All right, bro.
The higher you get up on the chain, in other words, white collar crime.
Yep.
There's restitution that's usually paid because those defendants have assets and have money.
Right.
Yeah, so it's just the luck of the draw type thing.
And the feds will throw you in jail for not paying your
federal crimes, yeah.
Yeah. 215-227-2727. So, Archie, you have a press conference coming up on September 10th. What's that all about?
Well, we think as sort of a culminating activities to encourage the mayor to sign the bill, which he so far has refused to do. We have been out on the street every day with a team of young men getting signatures and We hope to get 5,000 signatures for I-Day, and then for each of the 20 participating organizations to get an additional 500.
Wait. Don't let that go by. You telling me that there's 20 participating organizations who want to see this become the law?
What is the bill, Archie? Like in a nutshell, what's the limit of the bill?
The bill really says to stop arresting anyone in Philadelphia for possessing small amounts of marijuana, and small amounts is up to 30 grams, which is just over an ounce. Now, up to is always the conversation. People say, 30 grams an ounce, that's a whole lot. But most people, by far, 80% of people who get arrested are getting arrested for 1, 2, or 3 bags of marijuana. It's not a whole lot.
And we're not talking about...
Wait. Because I don't buy a pot. Right. What's 1, 2, or 3 bags weigh out to be usually?
Generally 1 or 2 ounces.
Okay. It's
very, very little bit. But, laws give you space. You know what I mean?
Because I could get a hefty trash bag in here, fill that bad boy up.
No, but here's the problem. That's a different law. That would be intent to deliver, meaning you're selling it.
That's right.
And I don't think this law is touching upon that.
No.
If you have, I would think, I'm not familiar because I don't, do this kind of work, but even if you have an ounce or more bag, if you have... paraphernalia that shows that you might be selling it, like 15 empty bags and other things, then you're going to be subject to the intent to deliver, and that's something you're
exactly.
Yeah, that's
this is really positioned to use,
right? Just having it to use yourself.
215-227-2727. Let's talk to Victoria from Nice Town. Hey,
hello, this is Victoria. Hi,
Victoria.
Brown. I just have a saying to say. Okay. I mean, it's not an attempt to deliver. Like, people have, medications that they take for that.
Right.
But one thing I'm going to say, I don't need no medication to take that. Sometimes, like, when I wake up in the morning, I don't have an appetite. So I need to calm my nerves before things hit the fan. Like, you can't come to me and talk to me with no... animosity, no nothing. So
are you telling us you dabble?
When I wake up in the morning, I'll praise the Lord always.
And then you have a little hit, right?
I don't have an appetite. So when I smoke, I have, that makes me have an appetite.
Then the Doritos come out.
But it's not attempt to deliver. Like, I was so pissed that they locked me up on my Mother's Day, like 3 years ago.
Oh, so, okay, now this is important.
And I wasn't even caught with marijuana.
Oh.
Like, I was yeah.
Okay, so we're trying to
figure out.
Obviously,
were you
smoked this morning.
Right.
Well, you get talkative when you smoke, But the question is, if you were arrested 3 years ago on Mother's Day, were you arrested with just a tiny little bit of pot so that you would have just gotten a ticket if this new law had gone into effect?
It was mine. I like to smoke marijuana. So that gives me, don't talk, no smack to me.
All right.
I don't think she ever stopped talking when we cut her off to ask the question.
Okay, well, listen, Victoria, thanks for calling us.
Obviously, you haven't smoked enough. You haven't calmed down enough. You might need to have another hit.
These shows always bring the best out in people. Let's talk to Juanita from Temple University. Hey, Juanita, welcome to Court Radio.
Hi, how are you this morning?
Good, thanks.
I'm just calling because I caught the bitter end of it. But my theory of it is, I don't think they should legalize it, only because people misjudge it. People don't know how to handle it. They take it out of context, and then they're not using it for a medical situation. They're using it for their own private thing to get high off of it.
What are your thoughts? What are your thoughts, though, on someone being charged with possessing a small amount of it and being put in jail because of it? That's what we're talking about.
I think they should be arrested for it.
You do?
Only because, yes, I do. Only because I can see if they're distributing to you for a medical situation, whereas though if they do, they can give it to you in a pill form instead of a marijuana weed thing. So they're just misusing it. So, yes, I think they should be prosecuted.
What do you think, Archie?
But this is the point you need to consider, though. Should they be arrested and be forbidden for the rest of their lives to get a student loan, be able to get a job, be able to get housing? Do you think that's fair, that for the rest of your life, that you are forbidden because you were arrested for one or two or three bags of weed? That's the real question here.
Now, that part I disagree.
And that's what the law is saying. That is what the law is saying.
I think that you should be reprimanded for your decision, but I do think that they should be able to go out and get a job. I don't think that should be helpful to them and for the rest of their life or whatever. Because, see, when they get bound for that, I mean, how can they survive out in the streets?
That's the issue.
They
can't do nothing but turn to the streets, probably back to marijuana or something like that.
There you go. So there's the issue. The issue is, should it be decriminalized? Should it be reduced to an offense? They still get a ticket, just like speeding. Nobody wants to advocate that people speed up and down to Roosevelt Boulevard because speeding can kill people.
And we don't throw them in jail.
We don't throw them in jail when they do. I mean, look, the end result of speeding is that people could die.
Sure.
And more likely people who are pedestrians than people in the car. So they're a risk to us as Philadelphians, but we don't throw them in jail. And we don't mark them with a permanent, C for criminal.
I would argue the risk is higher for to the public from a person who speeds than a person who's smoking marijuana on their own.
Back. I'm gonna reiterate. No, I think they should be reprimanded. No, to the highest and to the fullest extent. No, but yes, give them a ticket, make them pay a fine,
all right,
and
so he's in
let
favor.
Them proceed with their life. Let them go. Let them be able to get a job. Don't turn their whole life into, excuse my French, just because they made a simple mistake.
All right, well, Anita, thanks for calling Court Radio. Have a great Sunday. Yeah, well, you know, one of the things...
7-second delay.
Yeah, one of the things is that, people get really riled up about this. Have you found, Archie, that, people are very supportive or very against? I mean, are they going to extremes here?
I find that's the point. People are really up in arms, and we find folks who have religious tendencies tend to feel very strongly about this, And what we try to say to people is just that, is should we be able to... I don't mind a fine. I don't mind going to a class. I don't mind even if they're arrested and it's on your criminal record history for 2 years. But after that, it must drop off. Otherwise, we're forever, sending our young people into hopelessness and then creating an underclass that forever will do inappropriate things. And right. Only way they get jobs, only way they get money is to do inappropriate things.
Do you find,
right,
Arch,
I couldn't agree more,
that African Americans are arrested and convicted at a higher rate than others in Philadelphia?
Absolutely.
That's a known statistic.
Disproportionate to population, to their pro rata population.
Absolutely. 84% of African Americans for this situation, which there are about 4,000 people arrested every year.
84% are black.
Are black.
And there's not 84% of blacks in Philadelphia, so they are clearly arrested at a higher proportion.
Absolutely.
Why? I have a theory on this?
I really think to a large extent, when you put more and more police officers in neighborhoods where you're looking for things, you will find things.
That's what
so
it is.
So you put police officers and you put young people on the block, guess what you're going to get?
Yep.
More arrests. The police is coercive. They tend to be very heavy-handed. And they don't seem to understand our young people. And here, I must admit that only 12% of the arrests for marijuana, they're under 18, by far, is an adult problem.
Oh,
so
really?
Yes, it is an adult. It's only 12% that's under 18 years old. This is not a young person. However, IDA does focus on young people. So therefore, we are really providing the kind of leadership our elected officials should be providing for this. Now, I do want to say one thing in favor of elected officials. 13 of the 16 of them did vote for this. But what they're failing to do at the city level and at the state level is to really marshal the forces and get us to understand what the pros and cons are and to get us to vote appropriately.
You're talking about city council.
City council.
Right.
They do absolutely nothing. So when I go and I talk to them, they say, well, I voted for the bill. What else do you want me to do? There's a whole lot more you can do as a city council person, which is to get your district to understand, get them to make votes, get them to demonstrate. This is democracy. Right. It is not that we're just sending you, you vote, and we're supposed to be thankful that you voted in favor of this bill. But yet, 264 young people, 264 individuals have been arrested since City Council passed this on the 19th of June.
All right, let's take
so
some
nothing
callers,
has changed.
Arch, right.
Nothing has changed. We're right. now waiting for the mayor.
Relax. Give him.
No, he's passionate about it.
Oh, I do. I feel so strongly.
You should be passionate.
We are messing up our people's lives over small amounts of marijuana. It's like alcohol. Alcohol and speeding tickets, they do infinitely more damage, but they are legal.
Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly. We should have more alcohol education. And make pot more readily available.
There you go.
John from Columbus, New Jersey has something to say about pot. Yo, John, welcome to Court Radio.
Dean, thanks. Uh-huh. Hey, I love everything that you do, and I seriously mean that.
Thank you, John.
Dean, I just want to say that I used to work in the prison system, and I'm all for decriminalizing marijuana. You know, it is truly one of those subjects that when you look at alcoholism, and alcohol, I think if you run the numbers, kills way more people, and it's the alcoholic driving a car, let's say, and, you know, you're a family of four or two people in a car, a passenger car, that person kills more people than marijuana has ever and ever will. And I also sit on a committee where we deal with the adjudication on how to get your record expunged after all of these incidences has occurred as a youth. And when you see the prison population, especially here in New Jersey, knowing that it's about 60% African American, after that it's Latino, you know, it takes a while, just like your guest is talking about. It takes a while to get that record expunged.
Let me ask you this. Are there a lot of, do you find that there's a lot of people that are incarcerated for these minor drug possession charges?
Yes.
Well, and,
yes.
And you know what? It probably starts that way, so that once, you know, there's a feeling of hopelessness, once you've got that mark against you,
right,
and you've got to declare that on your record,
it's easier
right, to become more criminal because you don't have
no
a legitimate way
right
to make a living.
Right.
So, I don't know. I agree, John. Thanks for listening to Court Radio, sir. Have a great Sunday. We're going to continue the conversation.
Gentlemen.
All right, Dean. Dean, if I may?
Yes, sir.
It was your firm that represented my daughter in a case against a drunk driver. And, of course, we won, but that's what I'm talking about. You know, it's stuff like your firm getting the information out to everyone else. And thank you, Dean. You guys have a great day.
Thanks, John. Take care, buddy. 215-227-2727. What were you saying, Arch?
I feel very strongly about this, as you can tell. But also, I feel if we really want to deal with marijuana, that needs to be a separate bill. And it's a public health issue. It's not a criminal issue. And when these folks go to jail and they're on probation, they're not treated. So when they come out, right, shortly thereafter, they smoke again because it's the way to chill and it's a way to detox, you know what I mean? Just to sort of relax and take off the burdens off of your shoulders. So the system is really not constructed well. They're not treating the weed smoker. It's on your record forever. It forbids you for doing things. So we're really saying to our young people, contrary to what the mayor is saying, which is unfortunate that our mayor is African-American and doesn't understand this. He's very arrogant about this. And we need to be able to shout out and say that our mayor is on the wrong side of this issue.
I couldn't agree more, but I don't think it's an African. I don't think you need to be African-American to be sensitive to this. I think you need to be educated. And you know what? You have an education about this. You've seen firsthand,
yes,
the effects. I, too, have seen firsthand the effects. And I'm telling you that if we gave people tickets for this and we collected that money and put it towards education
rehabilitation.
And rehabilitation,
yeah,
man, we're on the right track. Right now, we're on the wrong track.
That should be for everything. For alcoholism, for harder drugs.
We need more rehabilitation.
Yeah, without question.
And more education and less incarceration. We're going to come right back in 2 minutes. The calls are coming in. Stand by. We're going to take your calls shortly. We'll be right back.
If you have legal problems and need answers, call My Philly Lawyer, Dean Weitzman, first at 215-227-2727 for personal injury, medical malpractice, birth injury, and more. Call Dean first.
He will fight for your rights. That's what Dean Weitzman is all about.
Call My Philly Lawyer, Dean Weitzman, first. 215-227-2727. My Philly Lawyer, when winning matters most. For 20 years, Center City Medical Center has provided premium expert medical services for Philadelphia. Whether you need musculoskeletal rehab or an immigration physical, call 888-945-EXAM. Our board-certified physicians have more than 80 years' experience from post-injury rehab to DNA paternity testing. To make an appointment at one of our three convenient locations, call 888-945-EXAM. Get premium expert care. Center City Medical Center, serving Northeast, North, and Center City, Philadelphia. If you've been injured on the job and are entitled to workers' comp, you need someone fighting for you from the start. Call Jeffrey Gross, attorney at law. Don't rely on your employer or insurance company to get it right. Call 215-512-1500. If you're entitled to workers' comp or it's being challenged, Jeffrey Gross can help get the money you deserve, and he won't get paid unless you get paid. Call 215-512-1500. Jeffrey Gross, attorney at law, representing Pennsylvania's injured workers for more than 20 years.
Are you in a financial legal squeeze? Unable to work because of an accident with your legal case still not settled? Lawsuit Funding Solutions can help you pay the bills while you wait. If you have a pending lawsuit, call 877-697-7352. It can take time for a lawsuit to settle. Lawsuit Funding Solutions is here to help you get back on track. And you won't owe them a thing if your case doesn't settle or you don't receive a judgment. Get out of the squeeze today. Call 877-697-7352.
The following is a paid program brought to you by My Philly Lawyer. The views and opinions expressed are those of the sponsor and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station and its management.
Need more legal answers? Here's more Court Radio with your host, Dean Weitzman.
Good morning and welcome back to Court Radio. I'm Dean Weitzman, joined in the studio with my co-host, the guy who's always by my side, David M. Rappaport.
Good morning.
Hey, Dave.
Hey, hey.
David and I have our friend, Archie Leacock, in the studio. Good morning, Arch.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Archie is the founder and the chief of iDay. That's I-D-A-A-Y, and I say that because I want you to go to iDay.org, I-D-A-A-Y.org. And check out Archie's website. But more importantly, there's going to be a place there that you can sign a petition if you're in favor of reducing the criminal impact, not eradicating it, reducing the criminal impact of possessing small amounts of marijuana. And if you're in favor of that, then roll out of bed, get your fingers tapping on a keyboard, get to iDay.org, tell them Dean sent you, and sign Archie's petition. And by the way, if you want to meet Archie, a fine gentleman he is.
Thank you.
You can see him on Tuesday and Thursday of this week down in Philadelphia at Love Park and at the Clothespin.
Right. We'll be there between 12 and 4 to get signatures. Every day we're in a different part of the city, but on Tuesday and Thursday of this week, we are going to be in Love Park from 12 to 4. Please come out. And the following week, we are going to be doing a rally in City Hall, the North Apron, which is right outside the front of City Hall, because we're really looking for a couple thousand folks to come out and demonstrate this issue to encourage the mayor to sign the bill. He has to sign the bill by the 11th. Of September. So we have a very little bit of time to do this. So we need everyone out there to come out. Let your voice be heard because your elected official is not doing their job.
Okay.
All right.
The question is, will their voices be heard? Let's talk to Chrissy from Prospect Park, PA. Hey, Chrissy, welcome to Court Radio. What do you got to say about this?
Hi, Hello, good morning.
Hi.
I'm just, you know, listening to the conversation, and me myself, I don't actually smoke marijuana or anything, but I am for the legalization and decriminalization of it. You know, there's just so many benefits more that I see, and I'm not even a smoker of it, but I feel like there's so many more benefits that could be helpful towards the city and the state. And, you know, just alone in the taxes of, like, if we legalize it and tax it alone, you know what I mean? That
yeah.
alone could help us out of debt, and also help with job creation, you know, with if we open dispensaries and whatnot.
Sure.
And I just, you know, like the other man that you guys were speaking to earlier was saying, how many more things do you hear about, you know, alcohol-related injuries and deaths? And
we regulate it.
Drugs
we regulate alcohol. We regulate alcohol. We tax alcohol.
Right.
But it's not illegal.
What about the money?
Those days are over.
And money savings would even be more with the not incarcerating people, because you don't have the cost of that, which is incredible cost. That's
right.
So much more than anything else.
And, you know, eventually this is
millions. Yeah.
Listen, you could be seen as this mayor could be seen as kind of being
a
progressive,
leader, yeah.
a leader. It's going to happen. You know, I mean, we see
it's ultimately going to happen.
Ultimately,
yeah.
Marijuana is going to be legal in all 50 states because.
Sure. And once it's legal, you won't have any arrests
because
for
politicians
any possession.
Never can
right?
stop
yeah.
finding exactly. ways to spend money. Right. They're always spending money and they always need new income streams. Which state any longer doesn't have gambling? It used to be were two states. You had Jersey and you had Vegas.
And that was a black, like no one would want, black flag.
Right. And so now every state's climbing on top of one another to fight for those tax dollars. It's the way of the future. Anyway, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a listener to Court Radio and calling us with your question. Let's talk to, is this Tank? Tank? Oh, it's Tank from Logan. Hey, Tank, welcome to Court Radio.
Right. I have one question and one comment. My question is, if they decriminalize small amounts of marijuana, so if I have fun on the weekend and I go on my job Monday and get drug tested, do I get fired?
Oh, well, that's a whole different.
Yeah.
That's
you
a
will,
whole.
You will.
You will.
The
yes.
answer is yes. Let it be heard.
Okay.
This doesn't stop private entities
that's
from
right,
enforcing
that's
their right. own rules and regulations.
Yeah, unless marijuana smokers become a protected class,
right.
you know, like sexual orientation and gender and age, those are protected classes. You can't discriminate against
Let's
them.
Let's put in perspective, even if marijuana was legal in Pennsylvania, your employer could still say,
exactly.
you can't smoke marijuana and work here, and we will drug test you randomly for it.
But it's a good question.
Like
I'm glad you asked, because
okay.
I don't want you
and
getting
another
fired
comment,
over it.
And this is right. probably for another show.
All right.
I'm saying decriminalize drugs, period,
yes.
and put that money in the programs that can help people. And have a great day, fellas.
Thanks, Tank.
Yep.
You know, Tank,
yeah.
I want to say this. I'll go on the record. My public platform, okay, is the
when
following.
You become mayor, right?
When I become king of
king.
The universe. My public platform is this. I believe, like Tank, every single drug should be made legal and readily available. Everything from marijuana to methamphetamines, you name it, let it be legal, and tax the heck out of it, all these people are going to crash and burn. I mean, I'm not an advocate of using drugs, not at all. They're going to all crash and burn, and we're going to have the finest rehab centers in the world. We'll be
yes.
the leaders of rehab, and folks, let me tell you that I think that that's the way to go. They've done that in Portugal. They spend no money to try to stop people from doing what they're going to do anyway. And they don't punish them. They educate them and they treat them. It's a disease. And you know what?
I'm not so sure. And I think I'm going to go out on a limb and say that the statistics in Portugal do not show a huge increase in the amount of addictions. And in fact,
nope.
it may show a decrease.
It did. It did.
Yeah.
Because eventually everybody gets worn out and beat up by drugs, and you got to come back in. You either you succumb to your addiction or you get better with
correct.
It.
Yeah.
And you know what? The sooner you get people to that point in life, I think the more productive they can become. You know?
Right.
Anyway, that's That is certainly not the station's beliefs, and thank goodness we have that warning at the beginning of today's show.
Well, I'm going to endorse you being the king of the universe.
Let's talk to James from Oak Lane.
Assuming we're a part of his leadership, too.
Not
the minions that he reigns over.
James. Hey, James, welcome to Court Radio. What do you got to say about today's topic?
How you doing? I'm going to piggyback on what the guy came from Logan said. If it's going to cost other people their jobs, I don't think people should be allowed to smoke weed regularly in common places. Maybe jeopardizing other people.
That's a good point.
No, but please keep in mind, alcohol is legal right now, but there's a work law that you can't be drinking and coming to work drunk. So keep in mind the consistency of what we're saying.
With alcohol, you can't drink a glass of alcohol next to me and get me drunk.
Ah,
right. You're talking about secondhand,
smoke.
Right?
And we're not saying. Right. And this just so we're clear, this bill does not say that it's legal to smoke marijuana.
Everywhere,
they're
right,
saying possessing it, holding it in a bag in small amounts will not get you a permanent criminal record that would destroy you. That's all it says.
It's still not allowing you to smoke marijuana out in the open anywhere.
Right.
You could be arrested.
Exactly.
If people get arrested for having the marijuana now, when you can't smoke it in a record,
right,
and they still take that chance to carry it around, what do you think they'll do once they can carry it around and it's just going to be a ticket?
Again, we're trying to say it's not going to increase. We don't believe it's going to increase the incidence of it. What it's going to do is keep those people out of jail if they happen to get caught with it.
And do you really think that there's anybody in America who doesn't carry it because it's illegal? Or are those people the ones who are going to do it anyway? Or how about some people who just try it, you know? But according to you, Archie, these are adults who are getting arrested for this.
By far.
And probably people who have smoked for many years. But anyway, we appreciate your opinion.
That's an interesting aspect, the secondhand smoke.
You're in good company. The mayor and you are on the same page. And maybe many, many others who are listening, maybe only the ones who are in favor of it have called, but you're the first, but probably not the last, to voice an opinion against the law. Thanks for calling Court Radio. Have a great Sunday. All right, we have Kevin from West Oak Lane. We had East Oak Lane. We got West Oak Lane. Philly's calling. They're hot and bothered. Hey, Kevin, what's your opinion on the new law?
Me personally, man, I think they should go ahead and legalize it.
Okay.
They should go ahead and legalize it, but here's my opinion. The government, I believe, don't want to legalize it because they have better control of it.
They have better control of it currently, or
they will have. In other words, it's all about revenue.
Right.
It's all about revenue.
They're not getting any revenue.
They're not getting any from.
I mean, if they legalize,
it's all about revenue.
If they legalize marijuana,
they'd be getting much more.
They'd be getting tax dollars.
Yeah.
Right now, they're not getting anything. But we're not at this show isn't about legalizing marijuana.
I don't want
people to think that that's what this show's about, because that would be unfair to my guest and friend, Archie Leacock. Archie is not in favor of legalizing marijuana. He's in favor of making it less criminal.
Not non-criminal,
just less criminal, so that if you get banged with a $5 bag of pot.
You're speaking like a smoker.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
Right.
Nickel bag. Yeah. Listen to him, man.
I smoke air. That's about it.
I mean, he knows nothing about this.
No, he knows nothing about it. Right.
I do not smoke. I have not smoked.
All right.
I didn't inhale
either. Yes,
All right. I'm convinced.
All right. Anyway, we're getting off the wrong track.
But anyway,
Thanks for calling, Kevin. Take care and have a great Sunday. All right, let's talk to Bill. This is, you know, Bill, I don't think we're going to take a call further than this today, Bill. Bill from Easton, Pennsylvania. Good morning and welcome to Court Radio. Oh, Bill.
Uh-oh, we're going to have to take a call other than Bill.
Bill?
Bill is not there.
Easton, you let me down. There was a Crayola factory and everything up there. Okay, let's talk to Cynthia from Winfield. Hey, Cynthia, good morning, and welcome to Court Radio.
Hey, good morning. It's interesting that you're speaking about this, because just yesterday I read an article about the classes of drugs. And what they need to do, in my opinion, is that revisit the class that classes
right.
that was created in 1970 with the DEA, because right now they have marijuana in the class one category with heroin.
Yeah.
And that's, it just doesn't make sense.
Right.
And
so much, by the way, so much of our drug policy doesn't make
sense. Yeah, really.
That's
one of minor things that doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy, but, you know, we have nobody to blame but ourselves, really, to be honest with you, because, you know, who elects these people that they call themselves politicians? Mm-hmm. We do. And do you ask them, hey, you know, are you in favor of decriminalizing marijuana?
It's worse than that, Dean, though. You hit it such on the head there. We not only elect these people in, but what we don't do is then follow up and see what there is so much evidence now that marijuana is not the same as heroin. It shouldn't be classified
exactly.
the same. Yet, with all that evidence, which is what our lawmakers are supposed to look at, right? Evidence and facts and use that. We don't challenge our elected officials to it. We just let, that's what they're doing. Let them do it.
And
it
nobody
make
challenges
sense
folks better than you.
Know the history, know the facts.
Correct.
And then go after it.
Right. Yeah,
Cynthia,
well, organization,
thanks for,
right?
thanks for bringing that up, Cynthia, and thanks for listening to Court Radio. Keep on doing it. Thanks for being a part of the show. All right, we got Chris from Ballachinwood. Hey, Chris, welcome to Court Radio. Chris?
Yes, sir.
You're okay. On the line.
Chris, you got a cell phone issue there, I think.
Cutting
in and out.
Yeah.
And can't hear you.
Bad cell phone.
Sorry, Chris.
Okay, so Arch, people want to ask you questions. They can call you or get in touch with you. How?
They absolutely can. You can call me. Anyone can call me.
Really?
We need thousands of folks to call me and to show up at the rally on September 10th.
How do they call you?
215-901-6976. 901-6976. 215. Or send me an email or go as Dean said, visit us on the web, you know, at iday.org, and you can send me a message there, sign the petition, and come on down to the rally.
So I'd like to know, Arch, would you call me tomorrow and let me know if you got any Court Radio listeners who came on and signed the petition this morning? I want to know if Court Radio's doing their part. Okay?
I will absolutely do so.
All right, folks. There's the challenge. If you're in favor of this law, you know, it all starts with us, right? We can complain about politicians all we want, but it all starts with us. So you got to go to IDAY.org, and sign Archie's petition. If you do that, then at least we know Court Radio has done their part. Small part, but we've done it. Speaking of politicians,
one just entered.
Yeah, the great Vince Hughes just came in ready for his show. But anyway, what we want to know is, are you ready to make it a little less burdensome on our folks,
our
on
young
Philly
folks?
Yeah, on Philly folks. Are you ready to make it a little less burdensome to carry a small amount of marijuana, or are you going to criminalize them for the rest of their lives? All right, you heard it here on Court Radio. We'll see you next Sunday, the same time, same place. Archie Leacock, thanks for being a part of us for today.
A pleasure.
All right, folks, take care.
The preceding was a paid program of MyPhillyLawyer.com.